Hey, welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and today's episode, I am going to play part of my Facebook Live recent broadcast. I would love for you to hear basically some tips on what kinds of businesses could be using Facebook Live, what kind of reach we're seeing, and just 101 Facebook Live, all the details. So off to the show.
Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel.
Hey guys, my name is Stacey Tuschel and I am an entrepreneur. I have both brick and mortar businesses and online businesses as well. And I'm going to talk to you today about who should be using Facebook Live, what kind of businesses, and just some 101 tips. I've been getting lots of questions about how to use it, why can't I find the publish button, and so on. So let's dive in. So why can't you find Facebook Live? Like, why can't you find the little icon for it? Now, I've had a bunch of problems. I'm trying to jump on here almost daily, and sometimes it's just not on my broadcast. So I've updated my phone. I have turned my phone off and restarted it, and sometimes that's all it takes for it to show up. So confirm that you have like updated it and everything else. Now, it worked on my iPad, but it didn't work on my like an older version of an iPhone that I had. So it's just kind of hit or miss. So keep playing around with it and keep trying to see where it could be. I've also used different apps, like the Facebook app sometimes doesn't show it. I've had the best luck using my Pages app. So if you have a fan page, Pages app downloaded right to your phone, that's where I specifically live stream. So check that out. I know people have had problems and I have too. So you're not, it's still new. They're still kind of testing it out, figuring out the problems and the glitches. So hang in there. The reason you should hang in there is because I have seen such incredible reach with my Facebook Live posts. And recently I went into my newsfeed to I kind of go in my newsfeed sometimes and unfollow people that I don't need to see their posts, that I barely know that they Facebook friend requested me. So I was going through there and I couldn't believe how many people or how many live video streams were at the top. So Facebook is pushing all of your live videos to the top of your newsfeed. So if you feel like you're seeing a lot of them, it's because they're taking those specific feeds and they're promoting it. They want you to jump on Facebook Live, so that's what they're showing off. So start doing Facebook Live if you want to see better reach on your posts and way better engagement. The amount of people that engage with me, buy products right after, or they'll opt into an email list. It's incredible. Like, you can be doing free trials, free coupons, anything that you want to get people to do. So definitely use this to your advantage. So what kinds of businesses could be using this? And it's not just online businesses. There are so many different types of businesses that I'm going to walk through and some examples for you to know. So for instance, I have a brick and mortar performing arts company that I have, and we can do like take snapshots of live classes. We also have a state licensed academic preschool program, and they had a little performance that they put on recently. We recorded that, and we had one of the moms of the students actually write on there and say, "Oh my goodness, I'm at work. I had to miss this. I was so sad. I can't believe that I'm watching the performance live happening right now." So there's cool things that you can do whether you have brick and mortar or online. You could also give a facility tour if you have a brick and mortar. So actually walk through your facility, show it around. Maybe you sell retail. You could share your latest items that have come in. So maybe you want to promote a product. You could do a demonstration with Facebook Live. One of the things that I use, I don't sell this, but I use a lot of Norwex products. So I went to like somebody's Norwex party and bought their products. So one of the things I use is their makeup remover, like cloth. It's amazing. And if I did sell it, I would be like showing people how I can take off my makeup with just water and a washcloth. And I would be demonstrating like an infomercial. It would be an infomercial on Facebook Live trying to sell my products. So that's just another example. Maybe you have a nail salon and you want to show somebody's finished product of their nails, or you want to demonstrate a hair updo. There are so many ways that you could be using this, sharing with people. Maybe you're a realtor. Why don't you walk through the house and show off the house, like a virtual tour live? People could be asking questions while you're showing them the tour. It's pretty cool. So when you're on Facebook Live, you can actually interact with people. So you can ask them questions and the person hosting can respond. Now, another great thing that I'm excited about is staff meetings. So I have a private Facebook group with my employees. I am going to set this up where the next time we have a staff meeting, you know, when you have like 10 staff members, let's say, and there's always like half of them that can't make your time. Now you can have a staff meeting in a private Facebook group. You can see who's there. So right now I can see how many live viewers I have. So I can see who's present, who's watching. I could even say, hey, Elise, could you type in a one for me for this? Or could you let me know what your preference is? So you can communicate with them. So they actually have to be interacting and be there. And then when you're doing this private post, people who couldn't, you know, they couldn't make the 10 o'clock meeting, great, no problem. Well, jump on in the next 24 hours whenever you're free and watch this. And the nice thing about that is you can see, again, who's jumped on after, how long they've watched it. They can still chime in with comments, so you can still have a conversation about the meeting after. So it's a great way to have everybody make it. How often do you have a meeting where every single person invited gets to go? Now you can do that and you can monitor it. So that's the best part about trying to have those specific meetings. Now, if you have a restaurant, you could do like your special of the day. You could actually have like the cook or the chef preparing the special of the day, showing it. It's so much better to have like an image. I mean, when you're looking at a menu, do you look at something that has the words and you're like, ooh, I want this? Or do you look at the picture of the burger and go, that's what I want? So this is taking it one step further. It's not just the image, but it's like the behind the scenes, the prep work. And that reminds me, another thing you could do behind the scenes. I have done one of my video shoots. I took people behind the scenes to show them what it looks like, what the camera crew, like what they have, the teleprompter, all of that stuff for them to see. People love the behind the scenes because they want to know what it takes to put on whatever you're putting on. Now, same thing when I talk about the restaurant. It could be a bar, like showing how to make their Bloody Mary on Sunday. Anything to get people to go, ooh, I want that. I want to go there. Let's check it out, because it's live. So it's one of those things where this is happening right now. It could be a special, a promo that's only good for a certain amount of hours from the time that they see this specifically. All right, so a couple other things that I want to tell you, especially in my industry, when I'm telling you I'm going to classrooms, you have to have waivers. You want to make sure they sign a photo and video release. That is super important. You cannot stick somebody in a video that you have not asked their permission to be in. So when somebody signs up at my academy, I require them to sign like a specific form, policies, procedures, and one of the things is a photo and video release, because we put stuff on social media and we don't want to be doing anything that the parents don't know could possibly be happening. So make sure if you get other people involved, they you have their permission to display them. Now, a couple of tips before you do your first broadcast. Now, people will always say to me like, oh, you look like you're just so natural. If I did this, I would feel so uncomfortable. I would be messing up. Well, first of all, let me tell you, I do mess up. And sometimes I am uncomfortable and you just go with the flow. And it's okay to be nervous to get on camera. But let me tell you this, this is like my 80 plus broadcast. I have been on Periscope for the last couple months live broadcasting. So that is what I would encourage you to do, because on Facebook, your reach is much, much higher than Periscope. But that's a plus for you if you are nervous to get out here and live broadcast. So go on Periscope, check it out. You might get zero people or one person to jump on your first broadcast. And that's perfect because you're nervous and you want to practice. So I suggest practicing on Periscope. I can guarantee you, if I wasn't on Periscope before this, it would have taken me longer to get on here and live broadcast. So number two, with Facebook, you want to jump on right away and introduce yourself and get into your topic. People don't want to be on Facebook for an hour. The attention span on Facebook is much shorter than Periscope. Periscope, you might be on there for an hour, whereas Facebook, I try to keep mine under 15 minutes. Some of them are as short as like 2 or 3. You just want to give good content, get your point across, and get out. I mean, that's what people are there for. And then tip 4, you always want to end with a call to action. So what that means is whether I send you to a website or I tell you to go to this link or I tell you to stop in today, or maybe I'll say if you're new here and you like this broadcast and you want to live subscribe, make sure to hit the button live subscribe. You might say to them, you know, engage with me. I want to ask you a question. You want them to respond. You're always telling them what to do. So before I end mine, I will let you know what my call to action is. Normally you don't tell them it's a call to action, but I'm going to let you know how this works. So I would finish on my post. Thank you so much for being here. And what I have for you today is if you want to get my free document, I've got 5 of my favorite tech tools. So 5 things that I use online to make my business run smoother, help rescue my business, save my life each and every day, go to stacytushel.com/tech tool. When this video is over, I will link it to there as well. So you can just easily click there, get the free document, my 5 favorite tools you need to have. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. I appreciate you being here and I will see you next time. Before you go, I want to tell you about FreshBooks. Now, before FreshBooks was a sponsor for the show, I was already using them, and I love FreshBooks. They do things like importing expenses directly from your bank account, which means less time entering expenses for that meal, tank of gas, or new computer you just bought. I'm all about productivity, so any way to help me speed up my day is what I'm looking for. So FreshBooks is my go-to tool for a cloud accounting software system. You need to check them out. So right now, FreshBooks is offering a 30-day trial to our Business Rescue Roadmap listeners. So go there to freshbooks.com/rescue and let them know in the How Did You Hear About Us section, say Business Rescue Roadmap, and start your free trial today. All right, catch you next time.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.